Next story is that the Gold Coast is a picture-perfect travel destination, but what's involved in promoting it as a place to do business? Well, Adelaine Ng gained a little insight into the world when she attended the Gold Coast Business Exchange held recently. She spoke with the Director of Gold Coast Business Events, Anna Case, who shared about familiarisation programs, known as FAMILs, and courting potential conference organisers, or PCOs, and also wooing the Chinese market.
Welcome to Travelled Writers Radio, Anna.
Thanks so much, Adelaine. Love being here.
We're here at the Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre for the Gold Coast Business Exchange. And I think the official name is This Is Gold Coast Business Exchange.
Would that be right? Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we came up with the name 5 years ago, did a poll in the office.
Can you tell us why you host this annual event, what happens here and who gets invited?
Absolutely. 5 years ago or 6 years ago now when I started at the Bureau, I noticed that we were running a lot of FAMIL trips throughout the year, and many of us like to attend FAMILs, but sometimes it's the wrong time of the year, and it's a lot of resources and costs involved in running an a FAMIL for, say, 10 people over a 2 or 3 day period. And when you've only got, say, 10 people, it's really hard to demonstrate the true essence of what your destination is. You try and give a snippet and a snapshot, but it's just never enough. And I proposed to management that we run a mega FAMIL, for want of a better word, and that we pool all our funds and our resources and really run a major event with an exhibition component and with an appointment scheduling component. So we've been running now a successful program, and this is our fifth year. This is our largest event so far to date with the number of delegates we've got coming along. And for the first time, so we've got 40 supplier booths, and then we've got 44 corporate and association executives from around Australia, New Zealand and Singapore. Then we also have 4 media joining us as well. And we've also then got 20 PCOs joining us later today. And for the first time, we're actually running a simultaneous program with PCOs, and they'll actually be joining us in a few of the activities as a full group. So we've certainly done a lot of hard work. We had over 100 registrations. And we are very stringent with our qualification policy that we run through. You know, we have a responsibility. It's funding from our city, and we have a responsibility to ensure that the clients that we say approve actually
do have. So you turned away half the applicants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know it breaks my heart, but at the same time, we have to make sure that they've got the right value. They're looking for the right destination, or they're people that we can influence to select our destination in the future. So, and that's what's really important. And unfortunately, out in our space, in our world, in business events, there are, some delegates who just like to have a little free trip away, and you've just got to try and source through the paperwork and figure those people out.
And we all know that it's a competitive market. All the different Australian states, they put out their best carrots to attract business events. So how much of a difference does an event like this make in the overall scheme of things to make sure that, the would-be business tourists bite?
So one of the things, we always run a survey after our events. We do a full promotional campaign post our event to share the stories and the testimonials from our clients. We've also just shooting a new video, a 60-second promo video, talking about the positive aspects of our destination. We don't prompt any of those clients to say anything. It comes from a genuine, passion and from their heart about how much of a great trip they've had. I guess the difference with our destination is, and sure, everyone has a convention centre, everyone has hotels, everyone has some sort of unique aspect. But obviously, the biggest things we have is our natural assets, which is our beaches, our rainforest. We have, and I always think that our most unique and different attribute is the collaborative approach from our suppliers here.
Just the sun and surf.
Not at all. It's the people. And people want to work with people they like. And we are all really genuine. We're very passionate about what we do. We all love to have, a laugh, and we have a drink after work sometimes. We're all here for the same thing, to secure business for our city. And at some stage, whether you win or lose it, somewhere along the line, you're going to pick something else up that, we all share sometimes leads and clients. So that's what I love about our destination more than anything. And I think that's what puts us in the forefront as a business events destination.
Now, one of the prize sectors within the business tourism market is the incentives group. This is the group of lucky ones identified within companies as the best performing employees. So travelling to the Gold Coast would be a reward for all the year-long hard work.
Yeah.
What's happening in this space for the Gold Coast?
So I think since the Commonwealth Games, and you know, and there was such a so many years of a build-up. Now I know the Commonwealth Games is a sporting event that runs for 11 days. But what came with that event, and not everyone's into sport, particularly, you know, if I'm looking at a market like China, they have no idea what that is. But that doesn't matter. It's all about the infrastructure, the investment, the belief in our destination that went into the planning, and the fact that we delivered one of the best games ever. And to us, that is already a major testimonial. So that means that we've got more product to be able to promote. We've got more opportunities to be able to show people what we can deliver. And with that one testimonial, even though they may not know what it is, to say that we had so many delegates here, you know, 6,500 athletes and officials, and they, you know, and the way we ran the games, I think is really testimonial to what we can do for any kind of, you know, incentive group.
It's still probably early days, but you hosted the Commonwealth Games a couple of months ago.
Yeah, April.
Have you seen any flow-on from that in terms of business impact? Because I know that this convention centre has filled its bookings or something
like that. Yes, for this year. Yeah,
and
hardly
that's
any
a direct
space.
Result from the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, we've actually ran a campaign. We ran a strategic campaign to target sport, health and wellness events around using the Commonwealth Games as the leverage. It had nothing to do with the Commonwealth Games at all, but it was just the fact that we had new facilities and we have three major universities based here who are still then focusing on different aspects of health and wellness within sport. And we've won over 50 events now to the city, leading from 2016 through to 2019-2020 at the moment. And we still have around about another 19 events that we're chasing down. And we'll continue that for the next few years because we're now seen as a sporting destination.
And in terms of anything new that's happening within the incentives sector, new products?
So we've got a new product called Top Golf opening up in the next month. It's actually an American-based product, but we're going to put an obviously an Australian slant on it. So it's obviously playing golf at night mainly. You'll have karaoke bars in there. There'll be space for an event. Then we also have some new hotels that are being built at the moment, and the new one obviously that opened was the Darling, so we're definitely in that 6-star ranking right now. Some of our other product have actually just sort of reinvented themselves in a different way. I think one thing with incentive groups in particular is that they're preferring more intimate style programs that are more boutique. So we recently did for Infinitus Group, which is the number one direct selling company out of China, I learned to surf and also stand up paddleboard for the Chinese. And Chinese people traditionally are not, you know, amazing swimmers. They're not confident in the water. And they absolutely embraced it and loved it. They were all boasting about it and saying they stood up or they, you know, they actually got in the water and had a go.
How do you pitch yourself? I mean, are you pitching yourself more as a boutique offering?
No, we're just, not necessarily. It's really more about, you know, these are our attributes. Blue skies, beautiful blue oceans, white sandy beaches, fresh air, sunshine, beautiful rainforest 20 minutes away. And this is free. This is stuff that you can do for free. You know, we had the Infinitus delegates, and I know the Chinese don't particularly like getting up early. They're late risers. And, you know, wish we could do that over here. But they were up on that beachfront every morning at sunrise. And sunrise was at around about 5 o'clock in the morning. And they were absolutely loving it, running up and down the beach and just, you know, putting their feet in the water. That's the key. And that's what we've got to show.
So in terms of your targeting of Asia for incentives groups, how much energy, resources go into courting
energy
our distant neighbours?
So let me tell you about our energy. We dance for all our clients in China. We actually do. You know, I know they're being courted by every destination around the world. And because it's the biggest market that's exploding right now and there's so much potential for everywhere. But the key thing is that with Australia, they know we can deliver. They know that we're a safe destination. They know that we're cost effective and they love Australians. And you know, and that's what I was saying to you before, people buy from people they like and they want to feel welcomed and they want to feel part of a destination and they want to be like a local. So when we go up, we entertain and we actually get up and get everyone dancing and getting a little bit out of their comfort zone. But I want them, you know, we do it with such genuine, you know, love of what we do, but I want them to feel that this is part of what they're going to get when they come down to the Gold Coast.
It'll be interesting to see in a report, key strategy, dancing.
Yeah, dancing. I know, seriously. But we do have fun. We just did that. I don't know if you know that song. I think it's called TikTok. Everyone does like a 15-second movements with it, and then they post 15 seconds of the song. So we learnt, you know, some moves, and we taught them all in our sales calls, and, you know, everyone got up, and it wasn't a boring destination presentation again. So, and again, the reason why we do that, I want them to remember us, and I want them to remember the time that they smiled, that, you know, for that particular
destination
presentation.
So that dance was in a presentation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I've just given my big secret away to everybody. Okay. No other destination. If you start doing this, I'm going to sue you all. You've got to be different. You've just got to be unique, and you just got to show your passion and your hospitality and your genuine desire to want to work with people. And that's what they love. And the thing is, in China, they know us. They know the Gold Coast. So they know us.
Is that what you call?
Yeah, golden, or the Golden Coast. I'm like, okay, that's great. I don't care. Great. Take on, bring on the gold. I love it.
Anna, yeah. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time. You've been very generous.
Thank you so much, Adeline. And hello to everyone out there. Come down to the Gold Coast.
That was Anna Case of Gold Coast Business Events speaking with Adeline Ung. And wasn't she enthusiastic about the Gold Coast?
A bit of a goer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Why might I try? I've got my Japanese setting on now. That was Anna Case from the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast の機械でした.
There you go. Our little Japanese girlfriend. She came out with it. Took a while. Anyway, not to worry.
I think we should have learner permits at the moment.
We should, yeah. Anyway, that's our little gadget.